from the rugged desert outside Yuma, Arizona. This is Outpost Outspoken. Outpost Outspoken is the official podcast of U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground, which conducts natural environment testing of military equipment in Arizona, Alaska, and the tropics. Hello, I'm Mark Schauer. Most YPG personnel take intense pride in what they do on behalf of America's soldiers. For test vehicle operator Harvey Quinn, a Desert Storm veteran who served in the Army's 82nd Airborne, the work is even more personal. Had you ever heard of Yuma Proving Ground while you were in uniform still?
No, I had not. I had not heard of YPG. As a matter of fact, I only heard of YPG when I got here. I knew of the air station. I had heard of that, you know, off and on because, but so far as YPG, no, I learned about it when I got here. I actually got hired out here in September of 05, but I decided I wanted to drive truck over the road. I wanted to give that a try. So I drove truck over the road for 7 months and decided, nah, this is not for me. And with Sue Mitchell calling me twice a week, at least twice a week, that whole 7 months, trying to get me to come out here. May, I finally decided to make the move. Come out here May 30th and been out here ever since and loving it.
I mean, they must have been interested in you because virtually every vehicle you were on in the regular Army and the National Guard got tested here.
Yes.
So you were familiar with tanks, you were familiar with Bradleys, you were familiar with M88s.
M88s, and then a lot of the wheeled stuff, because when I was a light wheel vehicle mechanic, we had wreckers and two and a half tons. And actually, my very first military vehicle I drove was an M51 Jeep. Back in 85, that's what my company commander and first sergeant had. That was their vehicle. And you take that thing screaming down the highway, it's pretty loud, but it was fun to drive.
Now, being a test vehicle operator at Yuma Proving Ground, it's not driving in the same fashion that most folks think of it.
No, it's not. It is not. It's a whole new ball game. Driving in different courses, doing a lot of the performance and stuff, because we do some stuff that puts you right on the edge, but that's what we're here for. We're here to make sure that the vehicles and the equipment are going to hold up for the soldiers when they get it, because we want to give them the best equipment they can, because they're putting their lives on the line for our freedom.
You're taking developmental tests, mind you. You're taking vehicles down unimproved roads, scores and scores of miles of unimproved roads.
Yes.
You're taking them up potentially 60% slopes.
Yep.
Through fording basins.
Through fording basins, through gullies. And I mean, you take some of our courses, it's basically like driving down a dry rock bed, a dry river bed. And you have to watch what you're doing, because you can pop a tire. And I mean, you get on on the backside of Middle East or somewhere and pop a tire on a vehicle, that can take a while to get out.
And you're doing all these things in the intense heat of the desert summer too.
Yes. Yes. Most of our track vehicles do not have AC, and you 113, 14, 15 degrees outside sitting up on top of a track vehicle, because you're outside of the vehicle. I mean, looking into the sun and the sun beating down on you can get pretty treacherous. Some of the newer wheeled vehicles are nice. They have AC and stuff, you know, which is really nice, but it's still a hot environment.
You started at YPG right around the time of the surge in Iraq.
Yes.
So you were here when, I think it was fiscal year 2011, we had 2.8 million direct labor hours at YPG, which is more than double what the predecessor years had been, most of them.
Yes.
And more than a million of those labor hours were on vehicles specifically.
Yes, sir.
So you must have racked up quite a few hours in those.
Quite a few hours. At one point, we were working 12-hour days a week.
Doing stuff like MRAPs?
MRAPs and stuff, yes. That was during the MRAP phase. We did the competition part of them, and then we brought them back when the contract was awarded and tested upgrades. And, I mean, just to get them to 100% capable for the soldiers to be able to use them and they'd be reliable.
And you talked about your first vehicle in the National Guard was a Jeep.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you're seeing stuff like the Joint Light Tactical Vehicle.
Yes.
The M10 Booker.
Yes. A lot of upgrades, a lot of changes, a lot of nice changes, a lot more comfortable rides, a lot quieter, just overall a major change and a lot safer. I mean, the new MRAPs and JLTVs and stuff with the V-hull that that'll take the impact of an IED is just amazing.
They saved thousands of lives overseas.
Yes.
Well, you've been here going on 20 years. It sounds like you must like it a little bit.
I do. I enjoyed being in the military. And then here, I love the driving, you know, and it's just a thought that what I'm doing is supporting the millions and millions of soldiers that are putting their life on the line for my freedom. And being a veteran and being a Desert Storm veteran, I know what they're going through, being in a situation where, hey, you might get bombed during the middle of the night. You never know what can happen. And to have a good, safe vehicle to drive, and that is really, really makes me proud.
On your own time, you do a lot in the community, too.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Help out on the church board. Matter of fact, I have a church board meeting tonight. I'm the church treasurer. You know, we do a lot of things within the church. I try to help out with different things that YPG does. We're doing another event. We got another event coming up June the 14th. I'm going to be a part of that. I'm volunteering my time to cook hot dogs so that, you know, we can give out some hot dogs and have some fun. And I enjoy doing stuff like that. I enjoy, you know, especially a lot of the older people at our church, you know, I help out a lot with those people. I love them to death. A lot of the older ladies in our church, I call grandma because they're like grandmas, because I don't have a grandma anymore. As a matter of fact, I lost my mom when I was 23 at a very young age. So a lot of them have stepped up to be really amazing ladies.
Hey, Harvey, I don't want to keep you from your church board meeting. It's really good talking to you today.
You're fine. Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Welcome to Outpost Outspoken. I'm your host for this segment, Anna Henderson. Today, Stephen Tracy joins us on the podcast. He works as a budget analyst for YPG's Garrison Resource Management and was selected as the Garrison Professional of the Quarter and Professional of the Calendar Year of 2024. Welcome, Stephen.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming out and joining us here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was your reaction? I was there at the Garrison Employee Recognition Ceremony. They called you up and got your award. And they're like, wait, there's another one.
Yeah, so my supervisor made me aware that I was going to get the, you know, Professional of the Quarter. So, you know, that was great news. I was super excited. But the second award for, you know, Civilian of the Year, I was not aware of. So they kind of kept that as a surprise for me, which was really nice. So I went up there, got my first award, sat back down and got called right back up. So I was like, oh boy, I saw my name on the screen. So yeah, it was really cool.
Why do you feel that you were recognized?
At Resource Management, we were, you know, a bunch of different hats. In the past, try to be, you know, a great team member and fill in where, you know, I'm needed. And that's happened in the past and I tried to do my best, so.
So tell us a little bit about your job in resource management. How does this support the mission?
Yes, so that's a great question. So from a macro perspective, I would say that RM would oversee all the resource allocations for all the garrison activities that support the mission. So this includes budget formulation. This includes internal control and execution, accounting policies, funding, manpower resources, managing garrison equipment levels, developing installation support agreements, and then monitoring programs like the government travel card and things like that. So anything that really has to do with appropriated funds, that's what we are.
And a very important part of the mission, because if there's no money, nothing happens.
Exactly.
How did you get into this line of work?
I first came down to YPG, I think it was 2018 timeframe. I came down originally as a contractor working for the real property contract for DPW. Did not know a whole lot about YPG and what the mission was down here, but that role, I was a real property lead technician. So it allowed me to really get familiar with the base down here, not just on the cantonments, but also, you know, out in the testing range. So yeah, so that was how I got here to YPG. It was a easy transition for me to come down here because I did have my family down here already in Arizona. So that was nice. But then, you know, my contract ended with real property. So, you know, I was looking, you know, at jobs here on the installation, and I was fortunate enough to get hired on to the Boyd Directorate, which is the Business Operations Integrated Division for DPW. So that's kind of how I got started in all this. And that role really was a good stepping stone for me to my job now as a budget analyst. So,
and a lot of people might know your father who recently retired.
Yes. Yeah, he worked on the ATEC side. I don't know a whole bunch about what he did, but yeah, he was here before I kind of got down here. So, yeah.
Is he enjoying retirement?
He is. Very much so. Yep.
That's great to hear. Well, thank you so much for coming in here and telling us about how your role supports a mission. And also, thank you for what you do for YPG.
Thank you. Thanks.
This has been Outpost Outspoken. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you next time from the forefront of Army transformation.